This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alex, you guys seem to have a very good third period. Got some chances, got a couple of goals. What was the difference maybe between the third and maybe the other two?
Honestly, I didn't think we had that bad of a second period either. Thought we got some chances. We could have had some more sustained pressure, but I thought that third period we were just keeping them on their heels. We were getting pucks in. We were good on the forecheck. We were a five-man unit all over the ice, and that's the way we got to play for the full 60. I think we were a little tentative to start. I don't think we played bad by any means. I think we traded chances a little bit in the first and early in the second, but for the second half of the game, we were definitely the better team. And we just didn't get the outcome we wanted, but we have to feed off that good, because we're not going to sit here and have a pity party, and we're gonna keep pushing forward, and we're gonna be better tomorrow. And yeah,
just converting the chances, because the chances sure were there. I mean, you got some great looks in the slot by a bunch of guys, and you had some pucks around the net bouncing around too.
Yeah, I gotta bury some of those chances personally. Play a lot of minutes. I get a lot of opportunities offensively, and I got to bear down, and I got to cash in on those, because I mean that could be the difference. And honestly, one goal was the difference tonight. And but no, I thought we had a lot of guys work really hard in here, and we're gonna need that effort. We're gonna need that effort out of all 20 guys, and we're gonna have to have a really good road trip tomorrow, obviously. It's going to put a lot of things in perspective for us. We're going to Roswell. I think it's a really good time to do that. We try to do as much as possible in the community, because we know the community supports us. And it's not the easiest thing to do. Those kids are unbelievable, and everybody, all the patients there, and all the nurses and doctors and everyone that's part of Roswell does a really good job, and they're a really big partner of ours, and we love showing support for them, and especially around Christmas time. I think it's a good time for everyone to try to chip in and be the best person you can be. So I think that'll be a really good refresher tomorrow for us, and then we'll be back to work here Friday for really good practice before the road trip.
Alex, you had scored first in the last four games, so you certainly haven't been tentative. Why do you think the team was tentative tonight? Was just kind of the weight of what's been going on here, you think, it impacted you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we had our chances in the first period, but we still have to. I think we could have pushed a little bit harder, a little bit more. I think we're trying to play good defensively. Obviously, we want to make that that PK goal against there. We would have liked that back. But I thought we were good 5-on-5 defensively. I thought we didn't. We limited them to only a lot of B chances, I'd say. A couple odd man rushes I think that we can clean up. But we had some on-run rushes that we got to cash in on. Like I said, me personally, I had a couple of really good opportunities tonight, and I got to put that puck in the back of the net.
How shocking is it that you went 0-for-7 at home in this stretch? I mean, six of the games were one-goal games, but you went 0-for-7 in this building in this stretch.
Yeah, it's tough. It is really tough. But we're not going to, like I said, we're not going to sit here and have a pity party. We're going to move on. We have to move on. We're not going to sit here and go into a shell and say, oh, the season's over, because it's not. It's far from over. We have a lot of games left. We have a lot of opportunities to win a lot of hockey games. We got to be really good on the road for the next little bit here. And whenever we do come back at home, we got to be a lot better.
What have you seen from these guys over the last week and a half, 2 weeks? It gives you optimism that you guys are really capable of turning it around and going on a run.
I mean, what, 6 one-goal games? It's a matter of just one bounce one way or another. Maybe holding a lead, maybe getting up early in the game, maybe tying it up a little bit earlier. It's a game of inches. You got to keep pushing forward. You got to keep working hard, and you got to strap up your work boots and go to work.